The Most Blessed Virgin Mary gave us the rosary for a reason. And that reason was so that we could understand perfectly the will of God, our most loving and affectionate Father, as well as her Son. And so in this great, glorious mysteries, we find the one, we start with the one that is dedicated to her Assumption. Now think of this. We know that everything the Church teaches has to make perfect sense. It can't go against common sense or reason. And it is reasonable, and it makes sense that the Blessed Virgin Mary would be resurrected from the dead, her body would not be allowed to corrupt, and she would be assumed into heaven. Now, hear how reasonable this is. First of all, she is resurrected, not by her own power, but by the power of God, her Son. She is assumed, not ascended, assumed into heaven. In other words, she was taken up into heaven by the power of God. Why? Why this great mystery? Why this teaching from the earliest days of the Church? Christianity always reverenced our beloved Mother as being resurrected and in heaven with her only begotten Son. Why this great mystery? Well, you see, God reveals Himself to us as our Father. Jesus reveals Himself to us as our brother. He becomes one of us. And He gives us His own Mother from the cross. When He was hanging on the cross, He looked down and He said, "Woman, behold thy Son." And then He said, "To thee, disciple," not to John, but to whomsoever calls him or herself a disciple. That's what it says in Greek and Hebrew. "Behold your Mother." We were given the Most Blessed Virgin Mary as our Mother because we are, as a Christian community, as each individual member of this true faith, we are members of a family, a mother, a father, and our brother, Christ Jesus. And this is all wrapped in the love of the Holy Spirit. This makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense that we are given this mother who lives. She didn't die. We don't look back 2,000 years at a mother who lived and died. Most certainly that's part of history. Mary lived, yes, and Mary died. She died because she had to endure, wanted, desired to endure the exact same thing as her Son. So she was privileged to die the death so that she could know what her Son suffered for her and for all of us. Mary was redeemed just like everybody else, but she was redeemed before her Son was even born. But she was redeemed by the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. She was born without sin so that we could have a flawless mother, so that God could take a perfect, sinless flesh, never under the dominion of the devil, from this woman, woman of all women. And He could use that flesh to conquer sin, to conquer death, to rise from the dead. And so He rose and He took with Him His mother into heaven. By His power, she came to life and was assumed into heaven. This means that you and I have a mother, a living mother. None of us can say that we are spiritually bereft of that true and perfect family, heavenly family. No matter what kind of mother or father we had on this earth. And many of us can complain about our parents or how we grew up. Whether even we had a mother and a father. And yet, every one of us can say that we've had the most perfect mother. We've had the most perfect father. We are members of the most perfect family. Because that family gives us strength. It gives us the truth of knowledge and peace. It gives us the forgiveness that we need. Because all of us have sinned. All of us have been unworthy of that great and sacred family. And so now we know, and we've known for 2,000 years, that we are members of a living family. That our Father, our God, our most loving and affectionate Father in heaven, loved each one of us into existence. He gives to us His only begotten Son to take on Himself our human nature. He takes from her His humanity, so that He can redeem us. And then He gives her back to us as her, as our mother, as His mother for all eternity. If we do not see the most blessed Virgin Mary as our mother, we'll never get Christianity. We will never get Christ. We will never get what it means to call God our Father. How could we? We would be missing the most essential part of being a father, of being an offspring, a daughter or a son. For without a mother, we cannot be a family. We cannot be born again without someone through whom that birth will come. And that person we call our mother. Mary is our mother in faith, as she is the literal mother of God, the Father's Son, the Father's Son. So he, as God made man, as truly one of us, gives to us that same mother so that we could truly know that beauty. We could know that love. We could experience that love. For God wants us to be whole. No matter what life has thrown to us, no matter what difficult things we might have had, no matter what kind of parents we had or didn't have, we can never say, never, if we truly love and know God the way He wants to be loved and known, can we ever, ever say that we have been alone? We can never call ourselves fatherless children, motherless child, because we will always have that gift. And that gift lives in heaven as we hope someday that our own bodies will resurrect from the dead and be ascended into heaven as Mary's body was ascended like ours. Christ rose and ascended by His own power. We, as with Mary, will ascend. But we will be ascending by the power of God. We will be assumed into heaven after the resurrection of the dead, so that we will be like her in all things, and therefore like Christ in all things.